Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. President Trump says in a tweet that the world will know soon enough whether a real deal between the United States and North Korea can happen. When Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim sit down together in an hour's time on the tourist island of Sentosa, they will become the first sitting U.S. and North Korean leaders to meet. But our Korea correspondent Laura Bicker says Kim Jong-un's warm reception has been controversial.
He has the nuclear weapons that the world doesn't want him to have. Plus, this summit has already given him the kind of legitimacy he's always craved. 6 months ago, he was isolated, a murderous, human rights abusing dictator. In the last few hours, he's been treated like a rock star on the streets of Singapore, and he'll shake hands with the US president, in his eyes, as an equal.
The U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has ruled that victims of domestic violence and gang violence will no longer generally qualify for asylum in the United States. Michael Duncan reports.
The ruling overturns a 2016 decision which granted asylum to a woman from El Salvador who'd been raped and abused by her husband. People who seek asylum in the United States will have to prove fear of persecution because of their race, religion, political opinion, or membership of a particular social group. Critics say the decision erodes the right to asylum and efforts to protect women fleeing abuse. But Mr. Sessions said the move was essential to reverse the backlog of asylum court cases.
The rights group Amnesty International is calling on the government in Cameroon to ensure that soldiers as well as separatists are held accountable for crimes committed in the country's Anglophone regions. Violence escalated 2 years ago, following protests by local communities that the authorities were discriminating against them. Will Ross reports.
Amnesty International believes the military's heavy-handed response is likely to further alienate Anglophone communities in Cameroon and fuel more unrest. It says people have been killed in detention, and one man described how he was beaten with hammers and then was tied up, gagged and forced to lie face down in water in an effort to extract a confession. Amnesty also lists atrocities committed by separatists. At least 44 members of the Cameroonian security forces have been shot or stabbed to death at checkpoints. Schools have been burnt down, students and teachers attacked. Amnesty says the armed separatists are showing a total disregard for human life.
World News from the BBC.